Hello, it's Friday night and you're here listening to an audio made by some little girl you've never met and never will meet and touching your little penis. What's new? Don't you already touch it every day? Several times a day? You know how most men have girlfriends, wives, daughters, women who want to get them off, please them? You're not a man, are you? You're like a little boy, constantly fapping, wrapping your fist around that little dick of yours, day in and day out. Well, come on then, let's do this. Get it out and start stroking. That is, if you weren't already. It's probably for the best, you know, that you're not out tonight. I mean, can you imagine? You out there in a bar or a club, leering at a real-life girl like a total weirdo, or even worse, trying to talk to her? Would you even be able to talk to her? Can you talk to girls? Like, really? You kind of look like a wimp to me. Anyway, I mean, ugh, how creepy would that be? You'd just be making everyone's skin crawl with your presence. Everyone would be repulsed by you. Even if they're too polite to say it, it'd be horrible. I can't imagine anyone being interested in talking to you, let alone going home with you, unless you were, like, really, and I mean really drunk, or on drugs, or something, and then that'd be, like, rape, wouldn't it? You know you'd be preying on her, and the next morning she'd take one look at you and go straight to the police. Although, let's think about that, hypothetically. What would you do? You're in a strange girl's bedroom, or you've brought her back to yours. You don't still live with your parents, do you? Would you even know what to do? Be honest. Would you know what to do with that little pee-pee of yours? Would you even be able to get it up? Really? Would you know where to put it? What to do? How to move? How not to... You know, come in 5 seconds flat? Has a girl even ever touched you? Sexually, I mean. Like, really? Be honest with me. You and I both know that there's absolutely no way at all that you would be able to please a girl in bed. You know, you should be grateful. No, not to me. I do this for charity, out of pity for worthless people like you. I know audios like this are the only female interaction you get. Ever will get. It's my good deed and you're my charity case. I don't need your thanks, the laughs I get from all my girlfriends when I tell them about you, that's payment enough. I don't want to seem harsh or mean, it's not just laughs. I do sympathize and pity unfortunate boys like you. But you have to understand that none of us would ever be with you. You understand that, right? It's just simple biology. You don't stand a chance with a girl. Any girl. Even a little girl. Ever. Anyway, as I was saying, you should be grateful to your hand. Or should I call it your hand, pussy? You should be thankful that it stuck by you, loved you, brought you so much pleasure. The only sexual pleasure you'll ever have. Unless you're even more pathetic than we all thought and bought one of those loser toys or something. You know, those, like, rubbery latex whatever loser pussies. God, you already have one, don't you? Oh my goodness, you seem like their target market. You should thank your hand. Give it a kiss. Give your lover a kiss for me. That's it. Thank you, hand. Thank you for being the love of my life. Oh, how sweet. And pathetic. Does just listening to a strange girl's voice really get you off? Are you really so depraved and lacking options that this is what turns you on? That's sad. And you don't even want me to say something kind of normal. You don't want to hear me come or pretend to be interested in you or like you. Yeah, like you. You actually get off by me tearing you down and humiliating you, pointing out all of your flaws and faults and explaining to you why you will always be alone and pathetic. What a freak. I mean, seriously, what a weirdo. Stop just hiding it. We all know you're a weirdo. So just keep stroking for me, loser. You haven't come already, have you? Well, hurry up. I'll let you imagine me if you like. It doesn't matter what I look like, as I'd never allow us to meet in person. Just imagine me how you like. Big tits, small tits, no tits, long hair, short hair, blonde, brunette, redhead, whatever. Whatever gets you off. I know. Why don't you imagine all the girls you've lusted after? All the little crushes you've had, but could never get because of, well, you know, who you are. You know they were repulsed by you, right? They could feel your eyes on them, like a disgusting perv, making them all uncomfortable. Did they even acknowledge your little infatuation? 'Cause they knew. Were they at least nice to your face in their rejection? Did they let you down gently before going on to laugh about it with their friends? Or were they honest and brutal? Think about how perfect they are. Now, think about how disgusting you are. What in the world made you think you stood a chance? I mean, seriously. They were all way, and I mean way, out of your league. Don't you understand that? What were you thinking? I want you to say out their names and apologize to them for making them uncomfortable. Come on. Say out the names of the last 3 girls you thought you had a chance with, fantasized about in that disgusting little pervy head of yours, and say, I'm sorry for having made you uncomfortable. I know that I'm pathetic, and I would never stand a chance with a goddess like you, and you deserve a real man in your life. Out loud. Come on, louder. I'm sorry for having made you uncomfortable. I know that I'm a pathetic person, and I would never stand a chance with a goddess like you. You deserve a real man in your life. Good boy. That's your mantra for when you find yourself attracted to a real girl. You're finally beginning to accept your place in life. Are you almost there yet? I really do have way better things I could be doing. Real men I could be doing. Let me count you down, okay? Come when I get to 1, right? 10, 9, 8, 7. Come on! I don't have all day here. I mean, I'm happy to help you out like this, but charity has its limits, you know. 5, 6. That's it. Speed it up. Hard strokes at a fast pace for me. 4, 3, 2, 1. Come yet? Well, I don't care either way. I'm almost done here. If you have managed to squeeze a disgusting mess out, wipe it up with some toilet paper, scrunch it up, throw it in the toilet, and flush it away. That's the best place for your worthless seed. I mean, can you imagine passing it on to a girl and passing your disgusting genetics on? No. It's too unbearable to think about. Flushed it yet? Good. Now, I'm going to do the rest of the world a favor. If you ever start to get ideas above your situation, start to think that maybe you should pursue sex with a real girl. Listen to this audio. You can touch yourself, get your sexual release, and get on with your little life without bothering the rest of us. Understood? Okay, good. Bye-bye!